Let's pray. Jesus, so often my heart is heavy. There's so much fear, anger, hatred, and impatience in your world. And I know because I struggle with these emotions too. But I'm learning, though, as you continue to change me by showing me just how big your heart is. Everything you do flows from your love and mercy. Even your judgments flow from your mercy and compassion, because it's our sin that hurts others, and that hurts you. We love to hang on to verses like Romans 12:2 that says, "Do not be conformed to this world." But we are conformed in so many, many ways. Other people's sin is so clear, but we often don't perceive that it's our own anger, intolerance, and grudges that make us less and less like Jesus. How are we ever to partner with you to draw people into the kingdom if we repulse them with our character and our attitudes, no matter how right we are? How are we ever going to see our loved ones rescued if we're continually beating them down? Lord, please help us. Please. We have no other hope but you. We all stand before you empty-handed. Our good deeds and intentions are tainted with imperfect motives and emotions. No one deserves you. But in your mercy, we find our hope. And Jesus, you know there are plenty of times I've wanted to give up. Some days I'm just exhausted. But Revelation shows us that our spiritual warfare makes a difference. How we fight makes a difference. We don't fight our wars the way the world fights. We use your weapons and your armor. And if it's good enough for you, it's got to be good enough for us too. So help us learn from Jesus and turn our eyes to him who is the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Help us to continually consider him. Consider him who endured such hostility from sinners, so that we may not grow weary or lose heart. And Lord, as we continue to see your sovereignty play out through this holy prophecy in Revelation, let us hold fast to you, knowing that you win. Darkness will be defeated. Satan has no chance against your power and your authority. We proclaim that truth today. Give us eyes to see how you're working. Keep us from getting in your way. Bring spiritual renewal to our families, our church, our nation, and our world. We believe you are working, Lord. Help us to perceive it. And fill our hearts with your overflowing joy as we live out our faith and as we persevere in hope. We love you so, so much, Jesus. Amen.